Yeah, indeed, we have been meeting since 2012 in accordance with Section 13 of the Teachers Service Act, which establishes a consultative committee on terms and conditions of service. So the committee was launched on 18th of October 2012, and thereafter we submitted our memorandum of demand as required by the Labor Relations Act. And we are deeply disappointed that we've been unable to conclude that. The negotiations have dragged on. And this week we had a meeting on Tuesday, and we insisted that these talks must come to an end so that we are in absolute consonance with the law and also the circles of negotiation. The employers invited us for a meeting on Tuesday, and in that meeting we expect to receive the offer from the government side to the teachers of Kenya.
But Mr. Soussion, the Cabinet Secretary for Education is saying that it appears there are some people who are negatively influencing you to go on strike instead of resolving these negotiations.
The Cabinet Secretary is a stranger in this business. He has no mandate. He has no jurisdiction. Teacher Service Commission is an independent and constitutional commission. And under Section 41, we are at liberty. We have a right to negotiate. And in any case, we've been negotiating since 2012 before the current cabinet secretary came to preside over the affairs of the ministry. And under the constitution, the cabinet secretary for education has no mandate at all on matters of negotiation. Therefore, he is a stranger in this business, and his comments are mischievous.
Some of your teachers have expressed concern that previous government appear to have dragged their feet. So what pressure, they say, are you putting on this current government to meet?
First and foremost, we want to exhaust the opportunities for negotiations at the negotiating table. And we've done that very spiritedly. Last week's meeting was one of the toughest meetings that took many hours, and we had to bring a very casual team of government to their senses because government sent a very poor negotiating team to the negotiating table. And so we've indicated that it's in the interest of the sector for this talk to come to an end and an agreement be agreed upon, and therefore it's incumbent upon government to table an acceptable offer next Tuesday. If they don't, then the Constitution and the Labor Relations Act gives us a right and opportunity to utilize other avenues, including withdrawal of labor.
Talking about withdrawal of labor, are you for now, since the negotiations will continue on Tuesday, taking off strike action or withdrawing of labor from the table?
No, we are not ruling out strike action. We are not ruling out strike option because we have been negotiating for far too long. Last year, after another industrial action, when you were contesting the pending issues of commuter allowance and other payments, we signed an agreement that we would conclude this negotiation within 90 days from 18th of July 2013. And therefore, we should have concluded this negotiation. We are way outside the timeline that we agreed and that which we signed for. So therefore, we believe government is deliberately buying time, and it doesn't want to commit herself even to the agreements that we've signed with them. And that leaves us with no other better option. The only known weapon for workers world over to effectively deal with the hostile employer is to resort to a strike option. And that we are not ruling out as Kenya National Union of Teachers. And it won't be the first time, and it will not be the last time.
So what are your expectations as negotiations begin this Tuesday?
Our expectations is that the government tables an acceptable offer on Tuesday that we can discuss with the teachers of Kenya, because the inflation has affected the income of teachers, and at the moment, they're living below a living wage. Housing, for example, was reviewed in 1997, and 1997 is several years back. And the cost of housing, for example, in the city of Nairobi, is far above 30,000. Decent housing, a two-bedroom house that can comfortably house a teacher. Yet teachers continue to earn a meager house allowance of 5,000. This is unacceptable to us. For us, we did a clear economic survey and we tabled a memorandum that is backed by scientific facts. And therefore, government should wake up to the reality that they have an obligation to the teachers of this country, and they must make the teachers comfortable and make them live within an acceptable living wage, because the Constitution is very clear that workers are entitled to fair remuneration. And so we expect on Tuesday the terms and conditions of services for teachers to be squarely and effectively addressed through the government counteroffer. And they've invited us, and they've said the only agenda that is there for Tuesday meeting is the offer from government side to the teachers.